Every Monday during Black History Month, we're sharing stories of some of Michigan's pioneering black figures. Ruth Ellis was one of the oldest openly gay black women in the world when she died at 101 years old in 2000. She helped generations of people learn to accept themselves. And as Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman tells us, Ellis inspired a place for young gay and black Detroiters to feel safe and loved.
My name is Ruth Charlotte Ellis. And I was born July the 23rd, 1899, in Springfield, Illinois, the capital of Illinois.
That's Ellis in a documentary made about her life. She was born 36 years after the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect and 15 years before World War I started. This was a time when our country was hostile to women, black people, and gay people. Ellis just happened to be all three. She moved to Detroit in 1937 with her partner Cecilene Babe Franklin. The couple wanted to make things better for LGBTQ people, so they used their home as a safe space.
She inspired us to be ourselves.
That's Kofi Doma, a longtime friend of Ellis. They instantly bonded over being black lesbians with a passion for activism. Doma says Ellis went out of her way to help LGBTQ youth, especially the ones who were black.
Because oftentimes when these youth come out, to say their parents or, you know, their relatives and loved ones, the family might not necessarily be accepting and in fact might be rejecting.
A University of Chicago study found that nearly 40% of youth experiencing homelessness are from the LGBTQ community. That's why Doma co-founded the Ruth Ellis Center in Highland Park. Before it opened, there weren't many organizations to keep those young people safe. Doma says this is a very vulnerable group of people.
That's what we try to teach some of the kids at the Ruth Ellis Center also, is be who you are, love yourself, respect yourself, and at the same time realize that you still live in a society that has yet to embrace our existence, unfortunately.
The center first opened in 1999 in a small building next to a strip club. It was across from Palmer Park, where a lot of gay youth hung out. Some fell into sex work or found themselves in unsafe situations. The center has since moved to a bigger building down the street. Aisha Schultz-Bradlin works at the Ruth Ellis Center. She says the center's mission of caring for LGBTQ youth inspired her.
I moved from Pennsylvania all the way to Detroit to work for this organization because there is no organization doing the work that they do.
That work includes housing and feeding homeless LGBTQ youth and connecting those same young people with jobs and health services. Places designed to help LGBTQ people of color didn't exist for most of Ellis's life. In fact, a lot of women who looked up to Ellis didn't know any other elderly lesbians.
And to me, she was a grandmother substitute.
This is Sarah Yulee, a longtime friend of Ellis. They often went to music festivals and concerts together. Yulee says her grandparents died young, so Ellis was the most senior person she looked up to.
And she was even better than a natural grandmother because she was a lesbian.
Yulee is also a lesbian. They met in Detroit when Yulee was in her 30s and Ellis was in her 80s. Yulee is older now and living in East Lansing. She sits on a daybed flipping through pictures.
This is a fairly famous one of Ruth at her printing press. And this is Ruth and Kofi. Kofi always plays her violin for Ruth at a birthday party.
Yulee says Ellis was happy when she found out they'd named the center after her. Ellis was there to cut the ribbon when the center opened, but she never got to see what it has grown to become. Schultz-Bradlin thinks Ellis would be overwhelmed to see it now. After all, helping other LGBTQ people live long and happy lives is all Ellis ever wanted. I'm Bryce Huffman, Michigan Radio News.